The Cyprus bailout plan is a done deal, but the big question tonight, are the island's economy and its banking system done too? The EU and the IMF have promised 10 billion euros, $13 billion, to stabilize a banking system on the verge of collapse. In return, at least one Cyprus bank is shutting down. Accounts of more than 100,000 euros will be targeted, frozen, and used to pay back bank debts. The CBC's Neil MacDonald is in Cyprus tonight, where some tough medicine is about to be administered. Neil.
Well, all sorts of euphemisms are being used to describe what happened here, Peter, but for the rest of the world, the headline is this. Confiscation of private bank accounts is now an official tool of the Eurozone authorities.
The bailout deal was first reported as good news, a relief, which is how Europe's unelected mandarins are spinning it. But Cyprus's politicians feel nothing but dread.
I must not say to you that we are happy. We are not. We feel rather bitter. And we feel rather that we have not been treated the same way as other partners. Probably being the smallest, I don't know.
Dystichos.
Instead of support, proclaimed the parliament's president, Europe has offered us poisonous blackmail. It's a financial disaster for Cyprus. The deal effectively destroys the island's status as an offshore banking center. Thousands of jobs and billions of dollars will be simply wiped out. The country's economy will shrink drastically. Even the deal's cheerleaders in Brussels acknowledge that.
But let's be honest. At this moment, we cannot say exactly what is going to be the impact.
And Cypriots are only beginning to realize what faces them. Now we're afraid we will lose our savings in the bank, said this pensioner. In fact, a senior Cypriot politician told us that pension funds will be amongst the assets confiscated and transferred to Europe. In fact, when the banks eventually reopen here, individuals or businesses with more than $130,000 on deposit in certain banks will find a great deal of their money has been seized. And what's left will be subject to strict controls. Closing accounts or transferring money will be forbidden in the near term. No other European country has endured such a thing, as this onlooker here rather shrewdly observed.
What happens in Cyprus could happen in Greece, could happen in Italy, could happen in Spain, could happen in Portugal. It's wrong.
Tonight, Cyprus's president returned from Brussels and told his people to brace for deep pain.
And in fact, the Dutch finance minister, who played a leading role in imposing this nightmare on Cyprus, told reporters today that this will indeed be the template for any future bank bailouts. In other words, Peter, from now on, no bank account anywhere in the Eurozone is safe. That cannot be reassuring.
Neil MacDonald in Nicosia, Cyprus, tonight. So there's plenty of pain to go around in that country, but it seems some people are going to get hit harder than others. People who put all of their savings into one or two accounts, like this architect, are going to get hit the worst.
This is just downright stealing. It's legalized stealing, and I think it's atrocious.
He could lose 30% of his savings almost immediately. Russians own 20 billion of the 70 billion euros on deposit in Cyprus banks, but if you think the oligarchs are going to pay, think again. While banks in Cyprus were closed, offices in London and Moscow were open. No one knows how much money was transferred over the weekend. But one Russian tycoon was quoted today saying, "There are plenty of ways to avoid controls. It's not worth talking about." Finally, unemployment is about to become a big problem as bank branches close and start laying off. More than a quarter of the Cyprus workforce works in banking.